This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Enrollment has surged lately in the National Firefighter Registry for Cancer. That's a database that tracks and studies cancer and health impacts on firefighters. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
The number of current and former firefighters, structure, volunteer, and wildland who have enrolled in the NFR has now passed 30,000. It's an impressive milestone, but not the only recent one.
The NFR is the largest group of firefighters ever assembled to study their cancer risk.
That's Kenny Fent, an industrial hygienist at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, who oversees the NFR. It surpassed a 2014 study that had just shy of 30,000 enrollees, the vast majority of whom were male structure firefighters. Based on that and other research, a World Health Organization body classified firefighting as a carcinogen in 2022. His team hopes to get to 200,000 enrollees. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
On the western slope, a piece of public art is being moved. The city of Fruita is relocating a sculpture after public concern. Artist Pavia Justinian says the backlash over the nude statue of a woman was a surprise.
Part of the role of public art is to start conversations, and so plenty of people are going to have something to say about it, but I didn't expect it to be like a super controversial thing. And she is supposed to represent joy. That's really why I built her.
The sculpture was removed from a downtown plaza last week and will be relocated to a yet-to-be-determined location. You can find more on this story and all the day's news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along the Central Front Range, rain and high temperatures in the 50s today.